The Israeli army is expanding one of its main checkpoints in the West Bank. Palestinians say that when it's completed, the new Kalandia checkpoint will effectively cut the West Bank in half and make their travel even harder than it is today. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Some Palestinians can drive across the Israeli checkpoint opposite the Kalandia refugee camp. But they are the lucky ones, with special identity cards that show they are residents of Jerusalem. All others must take a yellow minivan to one side of the checkpoint, walk across, and catch another minivan on the other side. On a cold, rainy day, most people chose to stay home rather than make the almost half-mile trek. One old man, his head wrapped in a red and white keffiyeh, walked across, prodding a sheep in front of him. Until now, the Kalandia checkpoint has been chaotic, with cars often waiting hours for permission to cross. Now Israel is building four lanes for traffic, two in each direction. A large terminal building is also planned, which some Israeli officials are comparing to the vast complex which separates Israel and Gaza. Israeli Army spokesman Jacob Dalal says the new checkpoint is intended to eliminate congestion.
This is just to make it easier. It's like modernizing a toll booth. I mean, instead of having to pay a teller money to get through, so now you just have to throw your quarter in the bin. Its idea is simply to make it easier and more efficient. There is no political or strategic implications for any of this.
Palestinians disagree. Salim Shawamre, who lives near the checkpoint, says that before it was expanded, Palestinians could easily circumvent it through back roads. But he says the expanded checkpoint effectively divides the West Bank in two, making it almost impossible to get from Ramallah north of Jerusalem to Bethlehem in the south without an Israeli permit. Shawamra says it's another example of Israel using collective punishment against the Palestinians.
To make it hard for every person, for everyone, not only for the Palestinians' authority, not only for the people who is very active in politica, in policy.
Israeli Army spokesman Dalal insists that checkpoints are not the problem.
These checkpoints were there for years, and for years Palestinians went in and out because there was no closure, because there was no security problem, because the Palestinian Authority did what it had to do to counterterrorism, and anybody who wanted to come to Israel essentially could. Now, that's not the case, and of course at the checkpoints a lot more people are turned back. But the checkpoint isn't the problem. The security situation is the problem.
But Israeli peace activists say the expanded checkpoints are part of a wider Israeli policy of separation between Israel and the Palestinians. Jeff Halper is the director of an Israeli group that works to prevent the Israeli army from demolishing Palestinian houses.
If there was a Palestinian state emerging, the policy of separation might make some sense in that you're creating a border between two countries. But if, in fact, the Palestinian state is not emerging, as it's not, and Israel is insisting on control, then the separation is simply confining the Palestinians into little islands and impoverishing them and simply keeping them out of Israel.
And that, says Halper, will only lead to more violence.
As the Palestinian population becomes more desperate and independence becomes more and more distant, then you have more and more resistance activities, what Israel calls terrorist attacks against it. And so the whole logic then means you need more checkpoints and more security and more closure. And it's like a downward spiral.
Amid the ongoing violence in the West Bank and Gaza, many Palestinians haven't been out of their towns and villages for months. They say the new Kalandia checkpoint will make travel within the West Bank almost impossible. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, on the West Bank.